Okay, so have you ever felt like, seriously, you're just drowning in text?
Oh, tell me about it.
Emails, articles, social media, it's like it never
It's
ends.
relentless.
It really is. And it makes you wonder if there's not a better way, you know? What if instead of reading and writing more, the future of learning is actually about listening more and using our own voices?
Interesting.
That's what we're diving into today. This really cool platform called SoundBranch, they're kind of turning traditional learning upside down.
Okay.
They're all about voice notes as like the future of, well, pretty much everything.
Oh.
So their big idea is that we've got it all backwards. Humans were speaking and listening way before we were writing things down.
Right.
So why is it that like learning has become so focused on text?
Yeah. That's a really good question. It is fascinating how we've gotten to this point where we almost exclusively rely on the written word. And what SoundBranch is doing, they're taking this simple insight, this idea that, hey, maybe we're overlooking the power of sound and using it to completely change how we approach learning, even how we give each other feedback.
Oh, interesting.
Like, think about when you're studying, when you're revising, it's usually you by yourself hunched over your textbook or your notes, right? SoundBranch suggests, what if instead of just reading those key concepts silently, you recorded yourself explaining them out loud?
Oh, okay.
And then you listen back to it. They argue that when you hear yourself explaining something, it just clicks differently in your brain than when you're just reading it.
It's really interesting, because I was going to ask you about that because they talk about how listening to your own voice actually activates different parts of the brain than reading does. And I have to admit, that kind of blew my mind a little bit. So is there like actual science to back that up?
There is. Studies have shown that when you listen to your own voice, it activates the auditory cortex, which makes sense. But it also engages areas of the brain that are super important for memory and self-reflection, like the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex. And when you combine those things, it creates a much richer, more memorable learning experience compared to just sitting there reading silently.
Wow. So that's really interesting because, instead of just highlighting things or rereading notes, we could be creating like an actual library of our own spoken notes. That's a really cool concept.
Right. And imagine, like, you're about to go into a big meeting and you need a quick refresher on a complex topic. Instead of, like, frantically skimming through pages of notes, you just pop in your headphones and listen to a 2-minute voice note of yourself explaining the key takeaways. It's efficient, it's engaging, and it just makes sense with how our brains naturally learn.
And you know what else I thought was really interesting is they talk about how this could be a game changer for people who learn differently, like people who just really don't do well with traditional text-heavy learning methods.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. We all know that person who can explain something brilliantly in person, but if you ask them to write it down, it just doesn't translate. And SoundBranch really gets that. They understand that communication is, at its core, a human thing, and our voices have this power to convey so much more than text ever could. You know, all those nuances, those little changes in tone, the emotion, you just can't replicate that in writing.
It's so true. It's like that feeling you get when a teacher takes the time to explain something directly to you, like one-on-one. Their tone and emphasis just add so many layers of meaning. You'd never get that from a worksheet.
Exactly. And imagine how much more effective feedback could be if it wasn't just limited to, like, written comments. I mean, think about hearing someone actually explain their critique, their suggestions, their thought process in their own voice. Don't you think you get so much more out of it?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. Which makes you wonder, in a world where it's like go, 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 cram in as much information as you can, as fast as you can, maybe SoundBranch is onto something with this idea of like going back to something so simple, something so fundamental,
It's interesting, isn't
kind
it?
of
It really
voices.
challenges us to rethink how we learn and connect. And it makes me wonder, in your own life, have you ever noticed a difference in how you process information when you hear it versus when you read it?
You know what? It's so funny you should ask that because just the other day I was trying to read this article. It was so dense and I just could not wrap my head around it. And then I don't know why, but I just started like explaining it out loud to my dog. And I swear, as I was saying the words, it just clicked.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. And maybe there's something to it. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely something to think about. Maybe next time you're struggling with a concept, just try explaining it out loud. Even if it's just to yourself, you might be surprised at what you discover.
I love that.
Until next time, keep those brainwaves buzzing.